Welcome into this carrier update. I'm Tony Mulvey, joined by Donnie Gilbert. And Donnie, going to start by looking at what's going on in the overall market scene. Again, positives if you're a freight market participant from a volume perspective. And that's, I think that's the part that if you want to, if you're going to be optimistic, that's where you start.
Yeah. So we still have a strong demand for trucks. That's mm-hmm. what this is telling us in the contract market.
Mm-hmm.
And rejection rates are telling us that 3.36% are the rejection rates. So almost 96% of all this freight is being accepted by contract carriers.
Yep.
Which is probably making it really tough in the spot market. That's what we've already, what we've been seeing. Rates are extremely low. When we see 3.16 rejection rates, that tells us that spot rates are well below contracted rates.
Yep.
And we've seen those on these lanes the days that we do here, anywhere from 50 cents to a dollar per mile on these lanes that are 400, 500, 600 plus miles.
Yeah. I think it's one of those telling, because you would have expected to see maybe some straight to spot market activity that shippers are trying to take advantage of the discount. But if you look at the volume levels where they're at, it kind of indicates it's not the case, right? They're just sticking in the contract. They're kind of comfortable where they are. Their contract rate, that basically the clawback that they've gotten after the rating, they're comfortable in the moment, because if you look at the contract rate, they haven't really moved a lot since this summer.
Well, we've spoken to a lot of shippers,
mm-hmm.
and they're trying not to hurt their own contract carriers like they've done in previous years. They're not trying to push them down to $1.55 plus fuel.
Yeah, they know the risk that's involved now, right? It happened.
It's too quick in the last three cycles. We're too close together.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's pushed them down. Boom, they jacked them way up and then back down. They're trying to get out of that volatile cycle.
Yeah.
Hey, we'll take care of you during times like this. And then in times that we need you, you better not leave us.
Yeah.
And we'll see if that starts to work out. And that can reduce that volatility.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what they're trying to work on now. We have plenty of volumes. We have too many carriers, and this has pushed rates down. A lot of these carriers don't have access to contract freight, so they're out there on the spot market right now, and they are hurting.
Yeah.
We've shown charts where they've overpaid for trucks. Now their trucks are worth 30% of what they paid for them.
Yeah.
And they haven't even halfway paid for their trucks, so their head's up. They can't give up, so they're hanging in there until basically they're bankrupt. And I think, you know, we looked at some things. Well, I think it's going to be a coin flip. Are we going to see exits, authority exits, increase in January and February? Probably, I believe so. It needs to.
But
these guys are going to fight till the bitter end before they turn that in. And basically what's going to be is, I don't have my money to pay for my insurance this month. And then they're going to get canceled.
Yeah. And that's going to be the issue. And you'll see, it'll happen eventually. It's just a matter of when. I think that's the question, right? I don't think it's a demand side question of when does demand come back. Demand's here, and it's been here the whole time. The question is, when does enough capacity leave to basically firm
and
the market
much,
up?
How much damage is going to be done to everybody else that's trying to hang on
mm-hmm.
when we finally get to a point that it starts to return to a normal or better conditions for carriers? Some of these other carriers that probably shouldn't have been bankrupt might be on that path on their way out already, because they fought and fought and fought, and they're just so close. And then it happens.
Absolutely.
So it'll be tough. Let's get through at least one more chart here. All right, breaking it down, we have increases slightly in VOTRI. It's up to 3.32.
Yeah.
It's very weak, but this is the time. Today's the 15th. This is the time it starts to turn around. So everybody, drive-in, reefer, flatbed, keep upward pressure right now on spot rates. Keep pushing. We're seeing some markets already start to turn around. Reefer's been hit pretty hard here. Holiday peak, they were up here around almost
11%.
Yeah, 11%. And they've dropped down to 6.87.
Yeah.
Pretty good decline. Hopefully they can get that turned back around. Flatbed picking back up. I know it's extremely low for this time of the year for them. They're in record lows for rejection rates, but at least they're picking back up. They're almost to 10%.
Absolutely. Well, Donnie, thank you so much for this update. We'll be sure to check in with you again a little later. Right now, we'll hand it back over to Kaylee Nix.